And does the police officer have to be present at the hearing?
So this is actually a really good question because there's a lot of myths surrounding this. But actually, the police officer will only come to court if the prosecutor decides he should be questioned in front of the judge. Otherwise, he won't be there. The statement of offense and the written incident report that the police officer made will actually serve as his testimony, since they are considered to be what he would have said had he testified in person in court. So the prosecutor may therefore decide that the statement or the report is sufficient. But if you think that the police officer should be present because you want to ask him questions as part of your defense, you must ask ahead of time for him to be present. The prosecutor will then arrange for the officer to be there. However, if the judge thinks that the statement of offense and the incident report are sufficient and the officer's presence was not justified, the judge can actually order you to pay extra costs. So be mindful.
Ooh. And where will the hearing take place if the offense happened outside of where I live?
So the hearing takes place in the district where the offense was committed. However, it may be possible to request the transfer of the file from the district to your district. It will therefore be your responsibility to convince the judge that the transfer is in the interest of justice. The judge will take into account the displacements that this change may cause witnesses called by both parties. To ensure that the file allows for a district transfer, it's always possible to seek advice from a lawyer.
And can I negotiate a fine or a demerit reduction?
So negotiation between the prosecutor and yourself may be possible, but this negotiation is at the prosecutor's discretion, and she is therefore not obliged to negotiate. And it's also important to note that it's not possible in all judicial districts. With regards to the demerit points, it's not the prosecutor nor the judge who has control over the allocation of their demerit points, as these points are actually an administrative sanction from the SAAQ. They are applied by the SAAQ when the defendant's guilt is confirmed, and each infraction has a number of demerit points associated with it. So, again, if you're interested in knowing the number of demerit points associated with a specific offense, you can always consult the SAAQ website or also contact their information service by telephone.
Interesting. And can we defend ourselves with regards to speeding tickets?
So unlike criminal code offenses, the prosecutor generally does not have to prove that the defendant intended to commit the offense. So only that he committed it. So contrary to myth, arguments about administrative tolerance and distraction are not admissible defenses. You must be able to illustrate that you did not commit the alleged offense. So aside from intent, the prosecutor does, however, have to establish that the radar use was properly trained and qualified to use the radar, that the radar was tested before as well as after the use, and that the radar was verified. So this creates a presumption of validity of the radar so that the speed captured was actually the reality. It also might be of interest to know that there are certain offenses which allow for defenses if the specific criteria are met. So this is, for example, the defense of necessity or impossibility. As well, something else to note is that for several offenses, even if the owner of the vehicle was not the driver, he could too be found guilty. So, for example, this usually happens when the driver can't be identified. So, again, that's a lot of information to think about. And if there's ever any question, I again invite you to give us a call. Or if you want to prepare some arguments for a possible defense, you can always contact a lawyer.
All right. So thank you very much for sharing more great information with us on this topic.
No problem. Thank you for having me again.
And that was Angela Moronzi, a member of the Centre de Justice Proximité Côte Nord, CJPCN, an organization that offers free legal information to the residents of the North Shore Territory. You can reach them at 1-581-826-0088. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.